It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you along. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The presidential campaigns at least kept nodding in Georgia's direction in the last few weeks. Meanwhile, there are some homegrown battles being fought. Time again for a little political breakfast with Theron Johnson, Democratic strategist who was National Southern Regional Director for President Obama's 2012 campaign, and Brian Robinson, former Deputy Chief of Staff to Republican Governor Nathan Deal. Great to have both of you back. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Newt Gingrich was in Georgia. He was at Kennesaw State University, back in his old stomping grounds. Brian, there are two ways you can look at his appearance. He's either a sign that the Trump campaign is worried and needs to shore up Georgia, or he's a sign that Newt Gingrich, being a vote turnout machine, is just the key to victory that they need.
The conventional wisdom is that this is still Trump's state to lose. And I believe that. I think that Hillary's pathway to victory, however much ballyhooed by Democrats, is still very, very difficult to achieve. But the polls are tight, and both campaigns are taking notice. Both are putting some resources here.
Democrats bought some ad time.
They bought some ad time, which suggests that maybe they have a glimmer of hope, but it's not a real significant. It looks more like a head fake at this juncture. It's not enough to really move the needle in any way. Georgia is going to be that southern state. That's the next purple state. I mean, I think Republicans acknowledge that. And you're beginning to see a little bit that play out in the strategy with people showing up here and putting resources here.
Dennis, what I think is happening is that there's two groups that really Donald Trump has been struggling with. One, there's a huge number of disaffected Republicans in Georgia. The second group of people that I think are taking a second and third and fourth look at not only Hillary Clinton, but also the independent candidate, are women. I think that Donald Trump is doing an extremely terrible job of making women feel comfortable that he would be the right person at the right time to be president of the United States. Now, what Democrats have got to do, we've got to make sure that our base is fired up, and we got to make sure that we go to those two groups, the disaffected Republicans and women voters in Georgia, and try to get them to vote for Hillary.
The problem with these media polls showing a dead heat in Georgia, or sometimes showing her with a slight lead, is that if you polled every eligible voter in Georgia, yeah, the Democrats would do great. But we know historically they don't show up. We keep hearing about this phantom Democrat vote out there. They don't go to the polls. And it's a problem that she's going to have nationally, because even Democrats aren't enthusiastic about Hillary Clinton.
The problem with Donald Trump is this. At a time where he has a Republican base of support in states like Georgia and South Carolina and in a little bit North Carolina, these disaffected Republicans who didn't want him to be their nominee in the first place are not enthusiastic about them. What they're enthusiastic about is that they like to say that Hillary Clinton is untrustworthy. What I would tell you, they also know that Donald Trump is unstable and he's unfit to be president. And so I think that's what you're going to see on election day, where you're going to see a lack of turnout on the Republican side.
Isn't there a topsy-turvy kind of feel to this election, though, because we do see Hillary Clinton's lead shrinking in states where a few weeks ago she was expected to win, New Hampshire, even though it's a small state, electorally speaking, and yet she's, according to the polls, pulling even in places like Georgia. So we're seeing candidates do well in states where they weren't expected to do well, and poorly in states where they should be doing well. It's very odd this year.
You actually said something that's so important, Dennis. What I think is going on in this country is that people actually identify themselves less with a particular party, and it's more about the ideas and the policy stances that the candidates have. Listen, Donald Trump has totally revolutionized the way you run for president of the United States. I've never seen a guy who comes out and basically changes positions on immigration, says some of the most deplorable things about women and different ethnic groups, and gets away with it. So what it's showing is that the American people are looking for a sort of quote-unquote outsider perspective and someone who is going to speak the truth. The challenge is that we, as Brian has stated many, many times before, we have two of the most unpopular people to run for president of the United States. But the difference maker for Hillary Clinton, I think, is going to be this. One number that stuck out to me is that Mitt Romney did extremely well with independent college-educated women in 2012. I think he got roughly pretty close to 40% of those women. Polling is showing now that Donald Trump is in the single digits with those particular women. I think, and I've said it time and time again, in these key battleground states that we've all talked about, educated, white, moderate women are going to be the difference makers. And I think ultimately they'll go towards Hillary Clinton.
Brian, real quickly, Trump's proposal for family leave and other initiatives directed at women and actually introduced by his daughter Ivanka, effective in getting those voters that Theron just talked about, or too little too late?
I do think the 6-week compromise is reasonable. That's not a length of time that's going to disincentivize hiring of women, which was one of my major concerns. You know, we all believe in equal pay for equal work in the workforce. You know, part of that is making sure that women have access to the workforce, making sure that when they leave for childbirth, they can come back, stay where they have been professionally, and continue to advance forward.
Hillary Clinton has had up on her website for a very long time that she supports 12 weeks, which is different from Donald Trump. Donald Trump is proposing 6 weeks. Also, her plan covers men and not just women. Donald Trump's plan currently only covers women. But is this another play for Donald Trump to show that he's not as divisive as we think he is and trying to appeal to white, suburban, independent, college-educated women? Absolutely. But the challenge is that what's so revolutionary here is that this is something that's never really been done by the Republican Party. So at a time where I think he's appealing to those folks, I think it's going to hurt him a little bit with his base, and I think folks are going to, you know, not want to support it because it's not been a Republican issue over the decades.
This issue has come to life for me in a way that it never had before, because my daughter is going to be born next month, my first. And
we hope it goes well.
Thank you. Me too.
And your wife looks great. I saw her the other night. She looks wonderful.
Yeah, man. She
does. I don't know
how
she puts up with you.
Sometimes people make bad choices, and she did.
Brian Robinson, former Deputy Chief of Staff to Republican Governor Nathan Deal. Theron Johnson is a Democratic strategist who is National Southern Regional Director for President Obama's 2012 campaign. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Same here.
Good to be here.
See you again soon.